He styles himself a rapper and hip-hop artist, an ear to the streets. Tonight we have runner-up Foo of the Year, Kevin Rip and Dip, on Abstract Motif.
Thank you, Paul, for letting me be in your podcast, Abstract Motif.
Hey, Kevin?
Yeah, welcome to it. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, it's Paul from Abstract Motif.
On Instagram? Oh, hi.
So, Kevin, thank you so much for being an Abstract Motif.
G-Talk Recovery, Scorpion Thumb.
Kevin, for the listeners listening in right now who don't know who you are, can you give us a little bit of background on who you are, where you come from, and what you're all about? And definitely tell us a little bit about your videos that you do on Instagram.
My videos is, I'm trying to get on death row from Tupac, but I was right there when Nipsey died. I was across the street, and I started a crew for art, death row movement, called God Will Rise, and he got it tatted on his face. So then, I think they got him because of that. Because I really don't know why they got him, but also because the street when it happened. And then his girlfriend got it tatted because she knows that I'm also from D12. Mike Strange, Corn Brooks was my partner, but like, that's what got smoked.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
He put on Ken Kniff, Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP, Japan versus Recovery, and you know how after Eminem, he started saying Recovery's biblical, and fortunately, it's true, so he went kamikaze, Eminem versus Eminem.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I see that you are definitely a fan of Eminem and Nipsey. What other rappers are you interested in? What other rappers you like?
Tupac, because Tupac died to prove he was Tupac, but not Machiavelli Brandy. The Machiavelli Brandy was going to be futuristic, was going to do the Detroit Recovery on 40 OBO.
Right. You seem to have a very colorful view on rap politics. Is there any kind of insight you could share with us about what's really going on in the game right now?
I'm about to do the Detroit Biblical Recovery and expose that God Will Rise, that this is the next Tupac and God Will Rise.
No shit. So you claim that Nipsey is the next Tupac?
Yeah, because whoever said I'm not Scorpion Thumb, they kill Nipsey for it, because these people call me Baby Nipsey. I just bumped into an OG over there by Slauson. He's like, you're under my wing now, like Nipsey was when he was just a little kid.
Excellent. How do you feel about being considered Foo's Gone Wild runner-up Foo of the Year? How does that resonate with you?
Oh, man, my manager says a disrespect. His name is Manny Sayers. He owns a clothing line and a shop, a clothing store, and he says he got me. I just need to stay loyal and keep it up, and he's going to hook me up with Saber and Tyga, and I write the music for Saber, and he really is disrespected by the fact that Bad Bunny made some allegations where they just want to pay me with a t-shirt, and the song's called AK-47 around the time I was filmed with TJ, a security officer shooting an AK-47 in the field, legal or illegal, whatever. And we feel disrespected by Foo's Gone Wild, not only because Foo's Gone Wild is MS-13 Crazy Riders, but they raised a baby saying girls don't exist for my future Scorpion Thumb.
Wow. profound and powerful words. And as such, you seem to have a religious bent and perspective on how the game plays out. Can you describe more about that?
Watch out for my next project there. I know that's me, but I need to finish it. It's called 40 OBO, and I'm not talking about no 40. I'm talking about the King that's up for grabs called 40 OBO with the owl for ASAP Mafia, the owl on the dollar bill. Hoot hoot.
Right. So essentially, your future plans encompass you becoming a member of OVO and securing that owl tattoo on your face?
Yeah, the owl, and then my secret alias, 40 OVO.
So you actually have a secret alias, 40 OVO?
Yeah, that dude Nipsey Hussle, he got a tattoo on his face. He got my cook tattoo. It's called God Will Rise, or Doug Will Rise, or Angel Will Rise.
Fascinating stuff, man. With you being in the limelight right now and considering all your popularity, why no girlfriend?
I never said that I didn't have a girlfriend.
Oh, so you have a girlfriend. Well, can you tell us a little bit about her?
Absolutely not. On Dre Day, and it's confidential.
So you probably have a lot of girlfriends then?
I cannot answer that question. I also scored the new clothing line called Pink Dad, White Dad, Black Dad, LA Dad. And it's by Manny Sayers, the mixtape God Will Rise, Savior 2.0 coming out soon. And the website is called TreeBaseLife.com.
Right. I see that you bleached your hair. I know I'm not alone among one of your fans as to asking why.
I'm trying out for Fuse TV Chosen One. It's not a reflection on the Rosemary 80 proof 40 OBO. It's to do with my religious beliefs on Fuse Television Chosen One, that is the Rosemary proof that he's fusing, right? And, but he's the son, that's why the son's on the cross of Jesus. But then, so how could that be a reflection when it's a fusion? So it's just a Fuse Sunlight, Scorpion Thumb, or OBO, TBK, TV Gucci, TrueBaseLife.com, on Fusion.
Kevin, did you get a Kim Kardashian tattoo on your arm?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole Nipsey scandal. I did it on the Nipsey scandal because I think I'm chosen by them too on the time where the police were backing up some terrorists, some Cubans, saying that I was from the hood, but I'm not really from the hood. I'm from Versace. And the one where people saying I got in the hood where I used to live, and Calle Ocho, and then they were saying that I was making it up, that I wasn't on Fuse Television, Scorpion Thumb, or the OBO. So then they went to go slash the Kardashian stores, and I think they dropped the clothing because people were scared that they were getting rushed by the police. They were getting rushed by Cubans, all for the Pitbull versus SBND. Never changed. They were chosen one for the OBO. Scorpion Thumb.
Wow. So, Kevin, changing the subject, what are your thoughts on the Eminem and Nick Cannon beef that had been going on recently?
I don't want to speak up, but I just know Eminem. He put me on before. He told me the spot. He told me, I'm going to say I'm kamikaze just to give you Eminem recovery on D12, Mike Strange. So he was like Judas Priest to me at that level.
I saw one of your latest videos and you had a bong and said, I like to get wet. What does that mean?
That clothing line, they've been giving me free clothes. 40 OBO, Randy, he's the owner of the store Huff, and it's proving that it's the same thing as Fusion, because Okay, I got a girlfriend and she fuses with me. That's why I got ASAP Rocky in trouble because they thought it wasn't true in Sweden. And then when I proved it that I'm not lying, they let him go.
Okay. What do you do for work?
Well, I'll be bouncing, but I'm also going to give my boy Nicky Jam a shout out that he recognized me in the street and told me to do the 40, and we'll both get paid, and I'm going to get my records changed.
Kevin, let's cut to the chase. We know you're a prolific rapper. Can you lay down some bars for me and the listeners?
Some old schools, I haven't put out music. I've just been putting it on Instagram. Some old school Machiavelli with double L, 7-Eleven. The 7-Eleven, I don't get that from any Salvadorian. I get that I'm trying out for Beyonce's Chosen One. And hopefully I'm not lying because Missy got shot, but instead of being an accident, he just rather say God will rise in his face to this. That's something I started, and then I became Sabre's managers from the Sabre1.com and the 7-Letter.com. He promoted me to Layers Music, and that I started and made the wrong mistake on 40 OBO on that I put Drake in 60s on OBO new song War.
I remember the day when Nipsey was shot, you had reported live from the scene. Can't remember if it was on Crenshaw that you had played the video, but can you tell us a little bit about the commotion you saw that day?
I saw Nipsey get hit by a phone team. He got hit by a Jose clip.
Wow, that sounds insane. Like, how did you experience that? Was that a terrifying moment for you?
I mean, I got hit too. A bunch of gay people were conspiring. And KD at the moment was saying that some rapper prophesied about Assassin's Day, where they tried to get both Nipsey's, but they're going to get the one over there by Slauson. And I heard it was East Coast Jose Chris. They also got one of my best friends in the throat. They cut his throat wide open, and they were ripping on Jose 14. But you know me, I'm on Bell style, so I'm 13. You know, shout out Little Troy, shout out Little Pete, shout out Mac Miller, shout out everybody from the road.
Hell yeah, Kevin. What do you think about Pink Friday?
It's a conjunction with Birdman, and I think the Up in Flames song, I think that's my part in Pink Friday. So it's between Pink Friday and Lil Wayne, and then Pink Friday, Up in Flames, Birdman. Lil Wayne is the one saying Birdman needs to show up his ass, that he's been ripping on both team blood. And I really don't like him who I am, so I'm going to tell him straight up. I got Drake and OBO 60, so you got the boot from who I am. You just a fucking wannabe YMCMB, nigga. It's simple, nigga. Lil Wayne, Jesus, fuck Up in Flames. And that's a no-no. God will rise in this, he dies for it.
Okay. And what about your 40-day fasting?
Well, that I started because OBO told me at 8 years from 2011, coming in December for Migos, Hannah Montana, I can't be tamed, chosen one. And then 24-25, where Drizzy puts on a Santa hat and the sneaking in business song. So I'm pretty sure it's 8 out of 10 right now. So it's like, I started my fashion, but don't tell nobody. But it's a perfect launch.
Okay, so it seems like you like a lot of female celebrities. You like Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, frequent mentions of Bad Baby. Who's your favorite?
Bad Baby.
Why do you like Bad Baby?
Man, because Nicki Minaj played too much on Up in Flames. I lost Nipsey for Jose for Mexicans are better than Blonde Angels, that they humiliate Virgin Mary to her grave. She apologized. She said she didn't mean it. There was all little Wayne's word. That's why he read Jose Crip. I mean, Jose Blood, 14, and 17, the Triple X Tentacion number.
Wait, but I thought you liked Krayshawn.
Oh, no, nah, I got in Gucci Gang, I got in Louis V13, and then Nicki got in Fendi. I really don't want to hit up the legs. She don't want to hit them up, saying that everybody's going to be fucking their own dogs and saying that shit is cheap and shit. But no, because, you know, if it's television, told them, it's not, you know, Jesus exists, Jesus is real, Jesus will be back and be loyal to the game, or for the OBO, and Nipsey God will rest.
Tragic. Can you sing me a Jesus Exists song about salvation?
Jesus exists, Jesus exists, on Mac Miller sacrifice, Nipsey sacrifice, on 40 OBO, Scorpion Thumb. Loyal to the game, loyal to the game. Jesus exists, Jesus exists. Eminem is 13-13. And I know who's the real Eminem, that's why I'm from Detroit, recovery biblical. But I keep that secret, like, he's the fake Eminem. But he's, like, the one that struck first, you know, because, like Easy says, I know who the real Dre is, and he lives in Los Angeles, and Easy really beat there with Dre for that for a minute in the song where he says, I know the real Dre. Dre is the OG. Dre's the from L.A.
Are you from L.A., Kevin?
All my life. Since Bad Baby Sweater.
Sick. Fuck yeah, Kevin. Me too. Thanks for being online with us tonight, Kevin. Is there anything else you want to add before we take off?
Yeah, be yourself. Believe in Versace, the 40 OBO, Nipsey Hussle, Mac Miller, Little Peep, 11.1 moment, and that's the whole Nirvana Bad Babies 1991 footage. I'm gonna stay loyal to the game. It's paying off. I know all the owners over there by the Fairfax District and Nicki Jam. He's gonna sign me the Pima 40 OBO. He shook on it over there by Fairfax. I bumped into him. Tyga talked to my manager Saver, and he says my dude's 40. On LK Kobe, he's gonna put on Saver from MSK, Saver won the cop. And the seven letter into LK, and pretty sure that's it. My name is the graph game, which is not graffiti no more. It's Seven Clothes. It's Pink 7-Eleven, and I'm gonna pop out with the Pac Sun LP on the Mac Miller moment, where he said he gave an interview while he was dying, where he's in Miguel's basement, and this guy's like, let him hit the pookie one more time. Let him. See what I'm gonna do. And afterwards, he actually died on purpose, so I really regret hitting that pookie. God bless.
I met some woman at a bar one night. Then it turned into another night.
I laughed really easily because that was real.
And then a week.
That must be so interesting. I can't imagine, like, all this stuff you do. Not this boring picture thing.
And then a month. For each other.
I want to make the world a better place. This is really tacky, but I really do mean it. Yeah, because the world is wonderful, and I learned so much about, you know, things, and
I didn't know what she was doing at the time.
All I did was drink.
Until I woke up with cuts and bruises.
And have sex.
Why do I feel so ashamed?
Why? Because you hate the way I had sex?
No.
It's like the days disappeared.
So then I took four narco pills that did nothing to me. They were shit.
In the nights, there were just hazy impressions left in my mind.
Poor you.
Why?
Sitting next to me, I'm crazy.
Abstract motif.
Buddy OBO, I'm gonna be finishing it soon. Shout out to Ryan, he discovered me at his store, the owner of Lippendale. He said, when I finish it, not only are you OBO, but I'm gonna give you a mansion, a chain, and a car, and all that.